consistently inconsistent. 2 hours later, Mr. Lewis returned to Alderman Sheedy's office. "Put this on your wrist," said Mr. Lewis as he handed the alderman a rope bracelet with a very worn metal charm shaped vaguely like a hammer hanging from it.
"What is it?"
"Thor's hammer," replied Mr. Lewis. "Or at least an amulet that represents the protection of Thor and his hammer. At one time it definitely would have been protection against Thor's wrath."
"At one time?"
"Yes, there's a lot that's not right here, and that's part of it. The chariot and the goats? That's consistent with Thor's chariot. The goats are named Tonnegrisnir and Tongunjostre. That translates roughly to teeth-bearer and teeth-grinder. One of those goats had a limp, which is something the god Loki caused to happen to annoy Thor, but that's another story. Then you've the possessed people acting like berserkers while a war god's pets are on them."
"I thought Thor was the god of thunder,"
interrupted Alderman Sheedy. "He was," answered Mr. Lewis. "But he's an Aesir, and all the Aesir were war gods, first and foremost. Which brings us back to our friend Mrs. Gudrun. Her Aesir club is pronounced almost identically, and she's going on about thralls. Thralls are what the Vikings called their slaves. If it weren't for all the business about a Greek curse, I'd almost say she was throwing it in your face."
"Why would Vikings hate baseball?" asked Alderman Sheedy.
"A better question is how," said Mr. Lewis. "The Viking gods are dead. Thor is dead. Ragnarok, the Twilight of the Gods, was real. It happened centuries ago."
"You mean like the Thor movies?"
"Well, sort of, but without all the Star Wars influences, lasers, and spaceships. There weren't any dark elves invading. It was Loki betraying the Aesir to the giants. Loki's father was a giant, and he ultimately took his father's side. The two sides wiped each other out. It was a real bloodbath, but there's no Thor for them to call on."
"Is it Thor's ghost?"
"I'd like to say that's not possible, but very little of what we've seen makes any sense. Magic is not random. Now put on your amulet. You're going to go visit Mrs. Gudrun, away from the prying ears of the public and accessible collateral damage. We'll try and figure out what exactly is happening here, and if we're lucky, the amulet will work."